Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the prince and his wife are at it again. This time they're creating a YouTube channel. That's right, William and Kate are starting a YouTube channel. The royal couple announced the launch of their new channel via their Instagram. Town and Country recaps that the highlight reel shows Will and Kate at a number of royal events over the years, peppered by a few wacky interactions between the two royals. The video starts out with Prince William cheekily telling the Duchess, "Be careful what you say now, because these guys, they're filming everything." "I know," Kate replies. The 25-second montage then launches into music and quickly switching cuts in video footage. Prince William serves spaghetti, Kate meets children, the couple attend red carpet events and wave to cameras. "Better late than never, we're now on at YouTube, link in bio," reads the video's accompanying caption. There is no word yet on if they plan to start a podcast, and if they do start a podcast, if they ever plan to ever release a second episode. From the Mirror, commentator Duncan Larcombe said Kate and Wills have embarked on a rebranding as they look to ensure the survival of the firm in the modern world. Earlier this week, they changed the name of their at Kensington Royal Instagram page to the more informal at Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, while adding a photo of themselves smiling. Larcombe told The Sun, "I honestly think they have embarked on a rebranding in the light of what effectively the importance of personality as well as position for the royals. Harry and Meghan have shown that their modern royalty will only survive if it is absolutely the cutting edge of social media that their profiles play into the narrative of the cult of the celebrity. William has decided now is really the time to really push them as a couple as well as the future king and queen." Perhaps taking the advice, Kate has become one of those pesky royals promoting a new book. Kate Middleton shared on Twitter that she had placed "Hold Still" at secret sites all over the nation while adding, "Let the search begin. We've joined at the underscore book fairies for the day to share copies of Hold Still around the UK with you." The tweet included a video of Kate hiding her book. One can imagine if Meghan did such a thing. From the New York Post, followers of the royal family couldn't help but notice Prince Charles' recent social media post wishing grandson Archie a happy birthday didn't include a photo of mum, Meghan Markle. "Happy birthday to Archie, who turns 2 today," he captioned a photo of himself with son Harry and grandson Archie. Followers immediately made note of Markle's absence, as she was included in other dedications to the toddler posted by other family members. Twitter users were not pleased, with one saying, "Sad, very sad state of affairs when the supposed future king cuts the mother of his grandchild out of the photo with which he chooses to share. Yes, they haven't seen Archie for over 12 months, but to not include Meghan, it'll only add fuel to the fire of the tabloids. Hashtag Archie." Her Majesty took a different route. Her official Twitter wrote, "Wishing Archie Mountbatten Windsor a very happy second birthday today," along with an emoji of a red balloon. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Friend of the brothers Tom Bradby said Prince Harry and Prince William have been arguing for the past year and a half. Bradby says, "It used to be quite a straightforward thing, right? Because they were arguing and life was simple, and then it just slowly descended into something that was difficult personally and publicly, really, over the past year and a half." And from the Mirror, Harry and Meghan had better check in on their hens after being warned that their pet chickens are in danger after a bear attacked a nearby coop. The black bear was caught on security cameras before slaying 8 chickens belonging to neighbour Penelope Bianchi. You may recall Meghan and Harry rescued 8 chicks from a factory farm in their bid to live a simple life at their £11 million mansion in California. Penelope said, "We were having dinner outdoors and heard the chickens making a commotion. It's a good thing we were at home, otherwise we're sure the bear would have broken into the garage to finish off all the chickens. It's the first time this has happened in 40 years. Please, please, Meghan and Harry, get these devices so your chickens are safe and the bear is safe." And there you have it. Hey, please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.